Requests have been made to pay for a variety of historic preservation, open space, and housing projects from a taxpayer-supplied fund in Springfield, Massachusetts. 25 applications were submitted by last Friday's deadline for funding in Springfield under the Community Preservation Act. Springfield voters adopted it in 2017. The money comes from a surcharge on property tax bills. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Bob McCarroll, the chair of the Springfield Community Preservation Committee.
It is about equal with what came in last year. What is different is the amount of money being requested is much higher than last year. This year, total requests are about $4.5 million. We have $1.5 million to recommend to the city council. So it's three times the amount of money that we have to recommend.
And did that surprise you that the requests are that high?
I had a sneaking suspicion based on the preliminary applications. We don't ask for how much do you want on the preliminary application, but just looking at them, I had a hunch that there were going to be many more big projects than there were last year. There are very few projects here where the ask is under $100,000, and many of them are over the $200,000 range.
Give me some examples. What are some of the funding requests for this year? What are some of the projects people would like CPA funding for?
Well, there's a variety of neighborhood parks and playgrounds. Angelina Playground in East Springfield, Atwater Park in the Atwater neighborhood, Barrels Playground in the Old Hill neighborhood, Venture Pond in the 16 Acres neighborhood, Hennessy Park in the Bay neighborhood. There are a variety of historic projects. So there's renovations to Old First Church, work being done to the deteriorated row houses on Central and Maple Street, work at the Central Library, work at City Hall on windows. And there's a big housing project proposal, which is to help with the renovations that are being done to the old Indian Motorcycle building.
No shortage of demand.
Absolutely. No shortage of demand. I mean, it's a good thing that we now have CPA, and we have this $1.5 million that we didn't have in the past, but there's certainly a lot of unmet needs.
We've talked about this before, and I know you've mentioned it before, that you do cap the amount that you that there is a maximum amount
The maximum that we will give in any funding cycle is $250,000. So it's possible that for a phased large project, they could come one year and come back another year. But in any one year, we will not recommend more than $250,000.
Now, is that the case? Are there projects that you funded last year that have come back for more money this year?
I think that there is indeed one that falls into that category, but none of the others.
Which one would that be?
Well, it's the last year we recommended helping to create the community reading garden at the new East Forest Park Library that's under construction. And that was basically a space that would be, let's call it, for more adult activities and free Wi-Fi and a gathering place for neighbors. And they had also asked last year that they wanted to have a children's story garden. And we did not recommend that. And they have come back to ask for money for that now.
Now, the funds that were awarded last year, is that money being spent now on these projects? And do you do a follow-up to see, how the projects turn out, how the money gets spent?
Yeah, well, there were 11 projects that were approved by the city council last December. The law department then has to draw up contracts, and that has taken a while. We have five projects that are actually under contract from last year's CPA allocations, and six remaining ones will probably be executed sometime this month. So there has not been a lot of money being spent yet out of the 2018 budget.
So for this year, when will the applicants find out whether or not they have been successful in their efforts to obtain funding through the Community Preservation Act?
I'm hopeful that we will have our recommendations ready for the City Council in September. So the applicants will know that we're recommending them to the City Council. City Council then, you know, it has its own timetable, so they could act in October. They could send it to committee. It may not get acted on until November. There's no predicting. But until City Council votes the money, they don't have an allocation.
Now, you were obviously were an advocate for voter approval of the CPA in Springfield 2 years ago. Has the process, in now that we're into year two, has it lived up to your expectations? Has it done what you and other advocates said it would?
Oh, I think so. I mean, unfortunately, we're not seeing them yet, but the projects that were ultimately funded last year will make improvements to, I'm going to say a dozen neighborhoods scattered throughout the city. So they, you know, those will be amenities that CPA has helped to create. It's just that we're not seeing the fruits of that quite yet.